Imagine for a moment that God has placed a unique seal on your life, a special mark that identifies you as His child and protects you from all harm. What would this mark look like? Would it be physically visible or only perceptible to God and to you? As a child of God, you are marked, chosen, and set apart for a higher purpose, and there are certain signs that reveal this divine mark. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. If this is your first time visiting this channel, I encourage you to subscribe. If you want to understand why you are marked by God, it's very important that you watch until the end of the video so you don't miss anything. The concept of being marked by God might seem abstract or hard to grasp, but it reminds us of the love and grace God has for His children. It shows that God has not forgotten you, even though it may sometimes feel that way. Psalm 139 verse 1 says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well." Have you ever wondered why God created everything before He created man on the sixth day? He made sure to put everything in its place and prepare a suitable garden for man to dwell in. This reveals God's deep love for humanity, which is why He created you in His image and likeness, distinct from other creatures. Unfortunately, man's fall altered God's original plan for humanity. Even after restoration, not everyone has returned to God's fold. Therefore, they carry a mark that distinguishes God's beloved from the rest of the world. Even in the secular world, certain aspects distinguish one country from another. Similarly, when you go to the store to buy fruit, the first thing you notice is its appearance. But in this case, your physical appearance does not show your divine mark. To confirm that you too have this mark, here are the signs you should look for. Imagine for a moment that God has placed a special mark on your life, a badge that identifies you as His child and shields you from all evil. What would this mark look like? Would it be physically visible or only perceptible by God and you? As a child of God, you are marked, chosen, and set apart for a higher purpose, and there are certain signs that reveal this divine mark. 1. A clear sign of this divine mark is the protection and preservation that comes from God. Have you ever imagined having God's secure mantle wrapped around you like a personal guardian that defends you from evil? The Bible assures us that God's name is a strong tower which the righteous run to and are safe. When you experience divine protection and oversight, it is a confirmation that you are marked by God. Psalm 91 verse 3 says, "Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence." Divine protection includes physical, spiritual, and emotional attacks. When you bear God's mark, you are special to Him. Before any harm reaches you, it must pass through Him. David was protected by God from his youth as a shepherd to his days as king. God shielded him from natural dangers and formidable enemies such as Goliath and King Saul. These are powerful testimonies of divine protection over those whom God has marked. Daniel also experienced divine preservation amid exile and danger. Despite the conspiracies against him, God thwarted his enemies' plans, miraculously protecting him in the lion's den. This is the reality when you are marked by God. Those who seek to harm you encounter God's supernatural protection. God does not abandon you, nor leave you helpless. He protects you like a protective father. If you wake up every morning unaffected by evil, it's thanks to the divine hand that guards you. It's not your own ability, but God's mark on you. Even if you face rejection in certain situations, remember that God has a plan and purpose for you. The divine mark guides you to where you truly should be. Be grateful for this protection. You are ensured divine health and well-being regardless of the circumstances. Your safety is a testament to God's unbreakable love for you. You are protected because you are marked by Him. 2. Imagine for a moment the supernatural provision and abundant harvest that come from God. Supernatural provision is like receiving unexpected little gifts from God. When you carry God's mark, you experience His provision in miraculous ways. God knows your needs even before you express them. He is a God of abundance, the owner of all things visible and invisible. If He provides for the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea, won't He provide much more for you, who are more valuable than they are? God's mark on you demonstrates how precious you are to Him. God's provision is like that of a loving father who knows and meets his child's needs. When you are marked by God, you can trust that He will provide for you in amazing ways. These provisions cover your spiritual, physical, material, and emotional needs. Psalm 37 verse 25 says, "I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread." God always provides according to His riches and glory. There will be no lack in your life, whether it be food, clothes, shelter, or finances. God will provide everything you need. Remember how God provided for the Israelites in the wilderness for years, where there was no source of food or water. He rained manna from heaven and brought forth water from a rock. This is only possible with God. When you carry God's mark, you experience an abundant harvest in difficult times. While others struggle to survive, you will have more than enough to meet your needs. 3. Imagine for a moment experiencing divine recognition and supernatural favor, like a special treatment directly from God Himself. When you are marked by God, people begin to notice you and show you unexpected favors. Suddenly, you become the center of attention in places where you were previously unknown, and doors open to your left and right. These are clear signs that you carry God's mark. Deuteronomy 32 verse 13 says, "He made him ride on the heights of the land and fed him with the fruit of the fields. He nourished him with honey from the rock and oil from the flinty crack." Now imagine these words applied to your life as someone marked by God. Do you know how difficult it is to obtain honey from a rock? It is a challenging process, but when you carry God's mark, He sustains you with the extraordinary. You begin to receive blessings that go beyond your own efforts, access opportunities that others desire but cannot reach. The promotion others seek for years simply comes to you effortlessly. An opportunity that seemed unreachable is now within your grasp. This is how God sustains you with honey from the rock, places you above limitations, and grants you favor in all areas of your life. Joseph was a clear example of this. Wherever he went, people recognized and favored him. In his family, his father loved and favored him. While enslaved, he found favor in Potiphar's house. As a result, Potiphar put him in charge of everything he had. Later, while in prison, his ability to interpret dreams made him stand out and ultimately took him out of prison, placing him in a position for which he was not qualified. How else can this be explained if not as the work of God? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob also experienced this divine favor. Wherever they went, favor always followed them. The blessings God granted to Abraham were passed down to his descendants, and each place where they settled produced more fruit than the previous one. Beloved, if you are receiving unexpected favors and recognition, it is proof of God's mark on you. But do not let pride dominate you. That was the mistake made by King Nebuchadnezzar. Instead of giving glory to God for his deeds, he attributed the credit to himself. And to teach him a lesson, God decided to humble him. Do not fall into this trap. One of the best things about carrying this mark is that you never need to seek recognition from the world. It simply flows naturally to you. 4. Imagine the deep peace, joy, and comfort you feel when you run into the warm embrace of your parents after facing bullies. That's what God's peace and comfort feel like. But even better, this experience brings an inexplicable joy and is another clear sign that you are marked by God. It's as if God has surrounded you with a shield that protects you from fear, worry, and anxiety, allowing you to rest in His peace. When you experience these three elements in your life, no challenge can overwhelm you. The world seems to slow down and adjust to your pace. You feel secure knowing that God is in control. You are assured that no matter what happens, He will never leave you nor forsake you. This strengthens your faith in Him and makes you rely more on His love and care. Peace and joy also arise when your prayers are answered. Whether it's a simple petition or a persistent problem, God acts swiftly and surely, leaving you amazed by His intervention. By answering your prayers, you realize that God is not only powerful but also full of love and compassion. He cares about every detail of your life and fills you with comfort in all circumstances. 5. When you carry the divine mark of God in your life, you experience a succession of victories. A victorious life is a powerful testimony to God's goodness and faithfulness in your life. Despite the challenges you face, you will see how God turns your defeats into triumphs. Victory is not just about achieving success, but overcoming the obstacles and challenges that come your way. Fulfilling God's purpose for your life involves conquering the challenges that arise. Romans 8 verse 37 says, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." This scripture reminds us that success is not achieved by our own strength. It is only possible through the power of Jesus. Your identity in Christ ensures that you will triumph over every obstacle and opposition you encounter. On multiple occasions, God gave His people victory over their enemies as a testament to His protection and favor over them. God fought for the Israelites and gave them victory at different times. David also experienced victory over all the challenges that threatened his destiny, as did Joseph. Fulfilling the divine purpose for your life is like following a treasure map that God lays out for you. When you carry His mark and walk the path He has set, although you may face ups and downs along the way, God will be by your side, guiding you. 6. A life marked by God is distinguished by the bravery and confidence that emanate from the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. The presence of the Holy Spirit was evident at Pentecost when it descended upon the disciples, infusing them with the courage to begin their ministry. Similarly, when you carry the divine mark, you also experience this bravery and confidence. The confidence you have in God is not arrogant or vain. It is a calm and humble assurance that comes from knowing He is with you. This confidence propels you to take steps of faith and take risks for the gospel's cause, knowing that God will work through you for His glory and the good of others. When you carry God's mark, bravery and confidence are not just temporary emotions. They become your lifestyle. These qualities demonstrate that you are a child of God, chosen and destined for greatness. Therefore, do not fear facing challenges or making bold decisions because you know that God is with you and supports you at all times. Recognizing that you carry a divine mark on you is a powerful reality that you should embrace. It's a reminder of your unique identity as a child of God, set apart for a special purpose. This mark distinguishes you from the world and empowers you to live a life that reflects God's love, grace, and truth. Always thank God for this blessing. As 1 Peter 2 verse 9 says, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." The divine mark on you is a gift from God for your well-being and for the glory of His name. Your goal is to maintain this mark by living according to God's character and glorifying His name at all times. To achieve this, there are three key aspects you must prioritize. 1. Holiness as a lifestyle. Live a holy life, avoiding sin and aligning your thoughts and actions with the Word of God. Seek purity in all areas of your life and stay close to God through prayer and studying His Word. 2. Humility as a key practice. Practice humility by setting aside pride and the need for control. Put others first and resist the temptation of pride. 3. Trust in God completely. Surrender your life to God's will, trusting in Him at all times and handing over your worries to Him. Allow God to be your guide and fortress at every step you take. Dear believer, keep your heart tuned to the voice of God and the signs He sends you. If you are marked by God, it is for your benefit and for the fulfillment of His purpose in your life. Remember, your actions will determine whether you remain under His protection or stray from it. The choice is yours. I hope you enjoyed the video. If this content was valuable to you, please support me with your subscription so you do not miss any of our upcoming videos. Share this video with family and friends, give it a like, and leave your opinion in the comments. This helps the video reach more people. Together, we can enlighten more minds and expand our understanding. Thank you for being here, and may God bless you. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.